It's the 74th episode of the League Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin. Apologize for last week's confusion. Yeah. I hope so. I hope so.
Sorry. Your voice was a little podcasty.
Oh, I've been working on it. I hope it's actually so. The sickness.
I hope so. The sickness?
Yeah, I'm not feeling great right now.
Really?
Well, my mouth is a little sore right now.
Oh, no.
It's like a little swollen right here.
Come on, bruh.
So.
I've been touching you with my face.
Oh, no. That's not like I'm not like cold sick. I think it's like it happens to me when the seasons change. How about that?
Oh. Then NBD. Don't care.
But I can still not feel well. Thanks for not caring.
No. Just saying, you never said anything to me, so I didn't realize. Oh. That you were down with the sickness.
Like that Disturbed song.
No. Who?
Disturbed?
Who?
Down with the sickness?
Huh? I'm not familiar with a man that has chin piercings.
Oh. Okay. Anyway.
last week, I think we mentioned that we were getting some t-shirts printed. They were finished last Friday. So we have them in our possession now. They will be... I don't want to say released because that sounds stupid, but they will be released
on sale.
No.
For sale?
Next Friday. So I have a date, the 25th, I think, is next Friday. Black Friday 2016.
For sale.
They will be for sale. Yeah. Do you like them?
Cosplay.com/shop.
Yes.
That's where they'll be. Yeah, I think they're okay.
Oh. You're good.
Sorry.
You're a good salesperson.
Sorry.
I think they're... Okay. We should probably define this.
Yeah, you need the Kevin's scale.
Kevin's okay is great.
Yeah. It's because of my Asian background. Like, A is average. Anything below A is failing. So, like, my expectation guideline... Or my expectation guideline to you people should be, if I say it's great, it really is something phenomenal for most people.
I got my microphone so short.
Oh, you want it
to
go
like
up?
Hump
all right,
over
hold on.
To get to it. Ah, oh, that's better. That right. Probably is making really lovely sounds.
I know. I was
going to
say,
podcast.
Please. Yeah.
Ooh, now it's kind of tall. I like it.
All right. Anyway,
now I don't have to do anything, and I can have a good posture.
Anyway,
sorry.
Yes, new t-shirts. They look good. They look really good. I like them a lot. Yes. I like them a lot. I'm sorry. Great is reserved for only great things. Beyond
great. You're saying
great.
It's not a great
thing? I'm putting my foot in my mouth right now, and it tastes a little moldy.
Gross.
A little fungusy.
I don't think Kevin's ever said great about anything, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like pretty much never. So
yeah,
you're
almost.
Kind of ruining it for people who don't know you.
All right.
And they're like, these suck.
Anyway, they look really good.
They are
V-necks, really, really good. Yes.
Which... I've had a couple requests for V-necks in general.
Yes.
So I thought I'd go with a V-neck for this type of t-shirt. In the future, I might print the Eat, Sleep, Sew on different colors or different styles of shirts, but...
Do people even know what it looks like, aside from the
No,
Twitter
I've
people?
Had out-of-focus/teaser images. I did a teaser one where you could see the whole thing really quick on Snapchat. Yeah, we have a Snapchat, guys. I don't know.
What gets posted there?
Stuff randomly. It's really random. But I always forget about Snapchat because you have to do it in the Snapchat app.
Yes.
And then I'm like, yeah. My brain has too many things on it right now. Yeah. I probably will release the photos, like the official photos, like, at the end of this week, just so people can actually see what it's all about. But
good.
I'm excited. Sasha is naked right now. That's my mannequin's name. Because I was redoing the photos
for the t-shirts.
For our t-shirts. And I had to use Sasha. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We should probably take a photo of me in one of the shirts as well. So I can have one
sure.
for the website. We did a poll
a couple weeks ago.
And it was called...
Where do you live?
Elite Cosplay...
2017.
Two Cities Poll, a.k.a. Where You Be Livin', I think is what it was called. We have, so far we had like 125 people respond, which is pretty good, I think. I don't know. I didn't know what to expect. My goal was to get 100 so I could have like, what's that game show? Where they, yes, there they pull 100 people.
Oh, they Family have the most Feud.
Family Feud.
Good Lord. That what's one. That game show?
That one.
Yeah. Yep. The game show, because yep, there's not a lot on TV.
Nope. There's not a whole network surrounded by it or anything.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we pull people because instead of going to cons to photograph cosplayers, Kevin and I want to just go to cities around the country and meet with people and photograph them there, because I think we do better that way. There's a lot, and as you, is if you're photographers or cosplayers, you know, there's a lot of stress at cons. Like, cons are just so stressful. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Kevin's just looking at...
No. No, I'm listening to you. Photos. I'm just trying to get additional things for this, for the podcast to talk about.
Under
but yes,
control.
Yes, cons are stressful. In turn, it depends.
Even, okay, but what about... Okay, so in 2016, our con season's done, so we can talk about this.
Okay.
In 2016, we changed the way we did photo shoots again.
We did.
We used to just do kind of what everybody does, where we'd meet up with people at the con and we'd do something within like the block of the con. So like if there was a park across the street, we were going over there, you know, whatever. And then we hated that, or we ended up not liking it because everybody has the same photos, which is, you know, and you can get creative with that, which we did, I think, a lot. We tried search other areas, and there's just so many people, and I don't know, it just, creativity wise it ended up just getting to be a bummer after doing that for 4 years. So we would, for those of you who don't know, we basically would go to a con. So like, let's do a con, for example, that's in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
We would pick up the cosplayer in a car and we would take them to an area within about 15 minutes. It would have to be driving within 15 minutes, because then if it was too long, we'd be wasting time, basically. Then we do the shoot and drive them back, which was a little better.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because we got to go to places that we definitely wouldn't have been able to get to by foot.
Yeah.
And you know, the length of the photo shoot was longer. It was 2 hours instead of, I think we used to do 50 minutes. So we got to relax a little more, but it was still,
well, pace wise.
Yes.
A more relaxing pace. It wasn't a stressful, we need the next pose. We need the next pose. It was more of a, this isn't working for us, let's try something else, instead of like forcing ourselves to like really just rush through stuff.
Yeah. Because we had so little time before, it was like, if a shot wasn't working out, we still would have to like,
find a way to make it work,
yeah,
which is fine in some cases, but yeah,
because it can be like a, sometimes if it does end up working out, even if it wasn't, it's kind of like, oh, we went through that challenge and we figured it out. But it's still stressful, right? Like we would do 3 shoots a day, 2 hours each, and you know, we take breaks in between, and it was still a lot of like
moving around,
you know, cosplayers are stressed because, you know, like, you know, they might be behind or something, you know, they're in con mode as well. So I don't know. I liked it, but I also felt there was something missing, because when we do photo shoots outside of cons, I feel like we excel more. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. You could say that. I wouldn't say not wrong with excel, but I think the pacing is better when we're not at cons, because we're not bound by timelines and locations and
like we basically go wherever we want,
right?
We get a little more creative with the locations because we have time to so for 2017 we were just like, we'll just go to certain cities, meet up with cosplayers that live within the area, or whoever wants to drive to like whatever city-ish we'll be in, and do photo shoots that way with no con around it. We're not going to cons for that. But we had to figure out where to go, basically, because you know, I could pick it myself, but I don't know what the success rate on that would be. So yes, long story short, that was really long, I'm sorry. We did a poll, 125 people answered, and I'm going to list off, I listed this on Twitter, but I'm going to list off the cities that are basically in the running, almost finalized, basically. As with everything that we list off, even cons, it's not 100%, because things in life do come up, especially money. So I'm going to list them off there in no order. Los Angeles, Houston, Dallas, Atlanta, Chicago, Phoenix, Orlando, Salt Lake City, San Francisco, Boston, New York City, and Toronto. Those are the ones that won. I wanted to also note, it makes sense. We have a lot of people that follow us in Seattle. We had the most responded city was Seattle. For those of you that live in the Seattle area, you know, it's a big area. We are doing shoots year round in Seattle. You can always contact us for a shoot. So I don't want Seattle to feel left out because we had the most responses for that one, but we live here and you know, we've traveled, you know, we've gone an hour out, you know, of Seattle, more than an hour out to go do stuff.
Yeah.
We have plans to go like 2.5 hours out for a person local here.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you are local,
just message
we're
us.
Always doing something here.
Yeah.
So
yeah, don't be afraid.
But yeah, I'm excited. Are there any cities that you're excited about on that list?
I'm surprised San Francisco's on that list.
I think it's because San Jose wasn't on the list. Does that make sense? Because we go to Phantom, we've been to Fanime.
I see. Gotcha.
We do have people that we work with at in that
I see.
Area.
Okay.
It was basically the poll was just what's the closest city to you?
Yeah, yeah.
So it could be 2 hours away.
Sure.
But from the options, that's the closest one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I don't know.
It's an interesting list of cities. We did get respondents from Australia and Europe and things like that.
Yes, I did put. I mean, there was some European cities on there that I did put, and there were two responses from Australia, one response from Japan, and another from Korea. So that was cool that we have someone out there. But yeah, I mean, getting to the other side of the world is,
yeah,
if
a long flight,
yeah,
a lot of
well,
fun,
a lot of money,
organizing a big shoot with people.
If we had a huge response from like. I'm just throwing it out there, just random London or something. I would probably consider it actually.
Mm.
But Europe and Australia were the lowest. I mean, it's pretty obvious why we've never been there personally to do photo shoots.
We've only met a few people from there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I put it on there just to kind of see if anybody was out there. I don't know, and there were, but it's so far and so low, and yeah. Anyways, so that's for 2017.
Yeah.
I mean,
we haven't figured out the format quite yet of how everything will work or how we're going to organize things.
It's still fuzzy. Kevin and I probably need to sit down and have a serious meeting about it, but we're getting there. We should probably... No, I want everybody to hear me rubbing the table.
And slamming the microphone and picking it up and setting it down. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, people. The professionalism of this podcast has gone down a lot since Holly's editing them now.
I thought my edit last week was nice. I had a little pre-podcast note because I messed up. I even like took the time, recorded it on my phone, and it sounded pretty good actually. Anyways, my brain, I'm really spacey today. I'm sorry. Shoot.
Cosplay related news.
I know. It's all cosplay related.
All right.
Flippity flip.
What's going on in the world of cosplay?
Oh,
today?
Anime Expo keeps, you know, they send emails, obviously, and they keep having this poll, to suggest guests.
Uh-huh.
So I've gotten those emails before, but I forgot to click on them. Anyways, I clicked on it today. And they had pre-written and answers already. You could write in your own, but they also had people.
Ooh, are we on that list?
No, we are not.
Put us on that list. If you see it, if you get that email,
you can we put can us go. On. You can write us in if you would like. That would be pretty baller.
That'd be nice.
There was a pre-list, and from what I could read, and this is me just going bloop bloop. A lot of it was gamers. Aaron from Game Grumps was on there.
Oh, he's an animator too, though.
Yes, but a lot of it was like gamers.
Like who else? PewDiePie?
People I don't know, but when I Googled someone, it was a Twitch streamer. Uh-huh. And like, so below, you can do a write-in, and then below that, there's like why do you, what type of thing do you come to see at Anime Expo? And it was like Twitch, gamer, like it was like, it seems kind of like, I mean, there was other options like music, fashion, anime, cosplay, but it seemed like they're kind of leaning towards gaming, which I thought was interesting. I'm not sure if they did that last year because Kevin and I were busy.
We were outside of the con most of the time.
We definitely went in there and we were looking around, but I didn't necessarily see anything aimed at Twitch or gamers, but It seems like this year they really want to like add it or focus on it, which makes sense because it's definitely,
that's what's in,
it's totally in and huge right
basically,
now.
Basically, they want a second TwitchCon before TwitchCon regular happens. Is that what I'm getting? What I'm hearing?
It's just, I don't know. I just found it interesting, and it's definitely part of the subculture. But I don't know. It's an anime convention, so that's why I found it interesting.
Right. But like there's a lot of crossover, just like how Comic Cons have cosplayers now. I mean, I guess they've always had cosplayers. But I feel more so now than before.
Also,
but that might just be
Anime
cosplay.
Expo is having a Black Friday sale, and you can get 4-day badges for $55. And then after Black Friday, they're going to be selling for $75.
Wow, that's a really good deal.
That's a $20 off a badge for a 4-day badge.
Yeah.
Also, okay, so I asked this on Twitter, but no one replied.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Yep.
I was on a
twatting frenzy this morning when I was working because I was just like leaking. I don't know. When I was planning out our 2017 season, I wanted to make sure that if we traveled to somewhere, it wasn't going to interfere with like a really popular con. So I didn't want it to interfere with KatsuCon,
okay,
you know, or like SakuraCon or Anime Expo, obviously, and things like, or A-Con. Like I didn't want to go somewhere and try to plan shoots because people do travel to like the bigger cons from all over the country.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to miss someone just because they were at a con and we were in their city.
Okay.
So I was looking at all these cons and I felt like a lot more are doing 4-day cons. Like they're bump, like A-Con is 4-day now. And last year it was 3.
What, last year was there? Huh.
I don't know. I just saw a couple cons where I looked at them and I was like, pretty sure last year that was 3-day. And I can understand ones that are on like holidays.
Yeah.
A lot of the holiday ones will do 4-day, which makes sense. I kind of feel like KatsuCon could probably get away with it because they're on President's Day.
It's going to be busy this year. Inauguration what? Year.
That's oh, wait, my never birthday. Mind.
That's the 20th.
Yeah.
Sorry. President's Day is February.
Little known
Sorry.
Fact, Inauguration Day is my birthday.
Anyway, go on. 4-day cons. Well, yeah, so non-holiday
yeah.
ones.
Yeah, and it was a bunch
what?
Of. It was a bunch
Thursday,
of
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or are they.
I think
Thursday,
it was Thursday,
Friday?
Thursday through Monday. So
that's 5 days.
So day.
Maybe. Thursday.
Oh, sorry. Wait, what?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
That's 5 days. Are you sure that 5-day
like,
cons
it,
instead
no,
of? Or
was,
they
it was
Friday,
no.
Saturday, Sunday,
it was like,
Monday.
It was,
or Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
it was a
Sunday.
It was a combination.
I don't know what's going on
it was
right
a combination.
Now. I'm just
going
to talk over you a lot and just try to say, I'm confused, but I can see why, though.
Shapoopy.
They make more money. It's all about
the money. Is it all about the money?
It is. I mean, if you think about it.
Do you guys remember that song? Yeah, I do. Yeah.
If you can rent a booth for 5 days, you can charge people like, what? 100, 200 bucks more per booth.
And even Anime Expo, I mean, this email, they have a... So Anime Expo has always been 4 days since forever, since I've been going. They even are now having a pre-show night. So from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m., they're basically... Like, the con's basically going to be, like, half open. So they'll have a dance, screenings, tabletop gaming, Lounge 21, which is, you know, like a bar, basically, a concert at the theater, karaoke, manga lounge, like basically like 50% con. It will be happening the day before Anime Expo. So it's like a 4.5 day con.
Do you need a badge for the? I mean, I assume you need a badge.
I think you need a badge. I think if you have a 4-day badge, you can probably.
So you need to go in on day zero.
You go in on day zero and you can. You can. Oh no! I think you have to buy it.
The pre-show.
It's separate. Pre-day is a separate
pre-day. All about that pre action.
On Black Friday, you get 50% off of it, according to this email. There's a lot of information in this damn email. But anyways, it was just something I noticed, and I was like, is that... So you just think it's a money thing?
Oh, it's all about the money. I mean, I...
But it also costs money to run a con for an extra day.
Yeah, but it's a lot less than doing a two... Like, the initial cost is the most expensive, right? So, like, getting all the stuff set up for the first 1 to 2 days is the most expensive bit. And then, two, adding one additional day is a much smaller percentage. It's probably, like, 15% more to run an extra day than it is to...
So you're saying the pros outweigh the cost cons?
Yeah, exactly. Even though, I think that a lot of people don't stay for the last day too. So it's just like
that's true.
Free money for the con, but not necessarily for the vendors.
I'm just gonna call it day 3, which is the last day. Three is typically empty. What?
Sorry, I'm looking at the pre-con dates. So I'm assuming they're...
It's a Thursday. I didn't tell you. Anime Expo is on weird days again.
Yeah, it's not on 4th of July this year?
No, it is on 4th of July. The last day is on 4th of July. It's the 1st through the 4th.
Okay. So it's Saturday through Tuesday.
It's going to be really weird. Okay, so what was it? Like 2 or 3 years ago, Anime Expo changed the way they did the con, which makes sense because Anime Expo is on a holiday. A lot of people have 4th of July off. So before, like, Anime Expo was around 4th of July. If it landed on 4th of July, it was a plus. If it didn't, then it was just, like, near it. So, like, sometimes, like, I remember one time Kevin and I went, we came home the day before the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And then, like, the day after the last day of the con was 4th of July. Like, it didn't even hit the 4th of July. And then a couple years ago, they were like, we really got to utilize this holiday. So they moved the con to be around the holiday. So 1 year, I remember day one was on a Thursday.
Yep.
And then it got kind of adjusted a little bit the last couple years because it like was falling on the weekend. So it didn't matter. But this year, since it's on a Tuesday, the con is adjusting. So day one is on Saturday, which is like, it hurts my head.
Yeah. Because then next year it'll be on a Wednesday.
Yeah. They'll probably start the con on a Wednesday. They'll probably flip it. But it's weird because not a lot of people have the day before the 4th of July off.
Right.
So because the 4th of July is happening on a Tuesday, are people not going to be able to show up on day 3, which is not the last day of the con? Day 3 is usually really busy.
Yeah.
Day 2 and day 3 are really busy at Anime Expo. So are a lot of people going to have to bail out on day 3 and then come back on day 4?
I don't know. That's it's a good odd. Question.
I saw it today. I was going to tell you about it, but I forgot.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
But anyways, a lot of cons are moving towards 4, which I thought was interesting.
Good money.
I'm okay with it. I support cons. They need to make money so you can have fun and they can get guests that they can afford, and there's a lot of money being passed around and they need it. So if you can afford a ticket,
$55 is a good deal.
$55 for Anime Expo is a really good deal. I think Kevin and I waited to the last minute and paid like $100.
We paid $80 a piece, yeah.
Was it?
Last year, just because we did not buy early and just flew to LA.
It was more of a thing like, oh yeah, I should buy it. Okay. It blows my mind that next week is U.S. Thanksgiving. Does it hurt you?
Yeah.
It seems like it came out of nowhere.
November came quickly this
year. Yup. So everybody's doing sales. Who's this? Arda. They're doing a full week of sales.
Ooh.
Starting this Sunday, so the 20th, so in a couple days. I think they do this every year. This year, to me, from what I can remember from last year, they carry more different things. So, like, they have the Thibra stuff now, and they have a bunch of makeup and a lot of more, like, instead of just wigs, they have a lot of cosplay supplies. So, like, next week they're doing, like, a 2-day sale on Thibra, or 3-day sale. It's, like, 20% off. So if you've ever wanted to try it, it's probably a good time. It's probably going to sell out, but you never know. 25% off, just general. I don't know. You guys want wig stuff? Come on.
Get some wig stuff.
I'm not being paid to say this. I wish I was. Arda, come on. No, I'm just kidding. We also had a really funny email last night.
Uh-oh.
So we would have filmed the podcast yesterday, but we had to go to Gilmore Girls trivia night.
All this fantasy thing.
Yep. It was actually hard, right?
It was hard. Yeah.
She, I guess the person that ran it, and it was super crowded. How many people do you think were there? It was it's a tiny bar.
Yeah. Well, capacity is probably like 75. There's probably over 100 people there.
Yeah. It was like people couldn't even move. Kevin and I got there 2 hours early to get a seat. I'm pathetic. It's okay.
But yeah, Gilmore Girls. But anyway.
But while we were there, we got an email from Pinky Paradise, who we, I don't know, I buy contacts from them and stuff. And they were like, we want to feature you on our website. Please send a headshot so we can feature you in Elite Cosplay. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And then I got really self-conscious because they were like, I was like, oh, do I need to be like wearing your contacts, you know? Like, I didn't know. I was just like, they just gave me no information, basically. And I was like, do you want me to be wearing a pair of the contacts that I've gotten from there? And they're like, no, just send your prettiest headshot. And then I just got really self-conscious. I was like, I don't have any pretty headshots. And I'm like looking through my photos. And I was just like, I don't know which one I want. I sent them three.
Uh-huh.
I said, you pick.
Jeez. Now you're making more work for this poor social media girl. And she's just like,
It's a guy.
Oh. Sorry. The way that you read the email to me last night was...
Because it was, that's why I was giggling, because it was funny. It was okay. Like, send your most gorgeous self. And I was like, okay.
That's a translation thing, I think.
Probably. Yeah. So I sent him three, and I was like... Because they're all different. One is, like, cute and a little light, and one is black and white. And then there's that moody one that's my Facebook profile picture that is, like, with gels, and it's, like, a black background and stuff, and it's very artsy looking.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you pick which one fits the website better. I'm not, like...
Okay.
That's how self-conscious. They haven't gotten back to me, but...
Oh, okay.
I was just saying.
Oh,
okay. My face is going to be on their website somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where.
So, yeah, if you need contacts...
But it'll be there.
You can go to... Oh, we don't have a link shortener for this one.
No,
so.
We don't. Just go to our website and click on the Pinky Paradise banner. That's...
Yes.
But, yeah, you can also go to our shop, leecosplay.com/shop.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. There's two cool t-shirts there, and next week there'll be three cool t-shirts there.
Yes.
It's really cool.
Maybe
cool.
More to come soon, too.
Cool, cool, cool. More, oh, yeah, I know.
Did those get ordered?
What?
The other stuff?
No.
I'm going to guess no.
No.
Because of your expression.
Because of my my lack of knowledge of what you're talking about? No.
Okay.
I but wasn't more. Sure who to go with. I get overwhelmed.
You just need to make a decision.
Well, I feel like you're gonna get mad at me if I don't make the economic
regardless.
Choice.
I'll get mad regardless. So just make a choice. And
well,
then...
my body wants sparkles, but my wallet says no.
Oh.
Because sparkles cost triple.
Oh, wow. Okay. But yes, we're sorry being mysterious. There's more stuff to come. We want to get as much cool stuff out there for you guys. But
I created something that Kevin approved. I actually whipped out Illustrator and made something which hasn't happened in 8 years. So
no, less than that. You made our logo and everything. Anyway,
I did.
We're getting derailed here a little bit. Yes,
I made that logo.
So anything you can do
you like it?
If you'd like to help support us, leecosplay.com/shop.
Mm-hmm. And supporting us will also help us be able to travel more and
go to more cons.
Get to you because it's a lot of people message us last and go come here and it's like I want to
right,
but it's hard. It's so if you feel like supporting,
and if you go to the anime expo. Request form for guests and enter in Elite Cosplay and put in our website.
Too.
That would be really helpful for us because we'd like to also go to more panels and stuff. We've been doing things around Seattle about posing, about photography, about cosplay and stuff like that. And we'd like to do some more panels.
So if you'd like to see us at your local con to do a panel and then while we're there, we'll also do photo shoots because we'll already be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You can always suggest us to whoever... is running your local con.
If you know the con, if you know the person running it, you have a contact there, because apparently that's really difficult to get a hold of is the contact, because we tried the con email some cons, and it's just like a black hole of an email and you never hear back.
It is a black hole.
So yeah, if you know people that want somebody that does cosplay photography or posing, just shoot them, let them know about us, and we're more than happy to try to get our gubbins there. I don't know. Gubbins. Try to get there. I don't know. I was trying to be funny.
Phalanges.
Phalanges. There's a lot of G's and I's in there. Anyway.
And F's. We're just talking about cons. This is a con podcast.
Concast.
Anyway. I discovered something today, and I felt a little silly because I don't know if it was common knowledge or not.
Okay.
There is a colossal. There's a second Colossal Con. Did you know that? This is old, by the way. This is not like new.
Same name, like it's same
called,
company,
it's
or
called
different
Colossal
company?
Con East.
Okay, I feel like Colossal Con is already pretty east.
It is pretty east
because it's in Ohio.
It's in the yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Where is Colossal Con East?
Pocono Mountains, Pennsylvania.
That's not too far away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're bordering each other. Those states are bordering each other.
Huh. It's at the same resort, like the company.
Okay.
The resort that they go through.
Yeah.
It's the same company. So there's one in Pennsylvania as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I
Is it,
that was
it has
probably
a water
the,
park as well?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It's in September 8th through 10th, 2017. I don't think they had one in 16.
Okay.
From
so
what
this
I,
is the first
what's it called
time?
The Kalahari Resort.
Yeah, okay.
Expensive to stay there.
I mean, it is a resort, and if they had a water park, it'd be expensive, yes.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I did not know about this.
So
it's their first blog post was January 2016. People are probably listening to this going, "What the fuck are you talking about? We already knew that."
Yeah, we're sorry.
Yeah.
We didn't know this.
I didn't know it. So what do you think of that?
I'm excited.
You're
That's
excited?
Kind of cool. Yeah.
Oh.
Second, I mean, it distributes it because everybody goes to the original Colossal Con for the...
They have an indoor water park.
Yeah, okay.
I wonder if... Cause
I wonder
the other
if they'll
outdoor,
allow photography
right?
and whatnot.
Yeah, can anyone tell us... I should have asked. Like, what's the... Because I've talked to people that have gone there that are really serious about going there. What's, like, the deal with the photography there? Because I see, obviously, I see a lot of photos from there, but I don't see much with flash. And we, for those of you who know us, we have this large flash doohickey that is pretty obvious and looks like a sailboat.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm wondering, like, could you and I just go to Colossal Con?
I'm sure we could. I mean, what?
And then just, like, be flashing
around.
Yeah, I don't know,
like get
know.
Out of the pool, we'll need this
because Katsucon does that. So like does the resort
yeah
care?
I mean, Kalahari does not, I don't believe, is not owned by Marriott, so they're probably not going to kick us around as much.
How do you
what
I don't know
what
I was gonna it's personal
how do I feel about
personal well we have to merge our We have to merge our SPG and Marriott accounts.
Because we haven't stayed in an SPG hotel in...
Oh, your account got canceled.
Yes, it did.
I saw that.
Yeah, so...
That's a thing.
We don't have to merge our accounts anymore, because
it
already got
is.
Canceled.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, never mind. We didn't. We stayed at all Marriott's this year,
we
which is funny because
Marriott.
We talk crap about them, so...
We do.
Marriott, give us a free room, then we won't talk crap about you anymore. I'm
wow,
just kidding.
That's a pretty
I'm
harsh condition.
Kidding. Anyways, if you're in Pennsylvania, that's happening. Or if you can't go to Colossal Con because
yeah, that's
of
what
like
I'm saying is it,
because
it
of like
helps.
Dates, because it is, it's like the week after. It's typically the week after Fanime, from what I remember, which
not
also coincides
that,
with Akon.
It's perma sold out, so it's
that's
like
true.
If you can't get in, maybe this is a good alternative. And what Pocono Mountains, Pennsylvania? That's not that far off the border.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, Google.
Oh,
Pocono
no.
Mountains,
no.
Pennsylvania.
I wrote. Poca Macaroni Mountains.
God, stop talking.
Yeah, I messed up his okay
Listings
Google.
Pocono Mountains. Here they are.
Mm-hmm. She ignored you anyway.
Oh. Yeah, how anyway. Far away?
Oh, Great Wolf Lodge. This is a tourist town. This is a tourist town is what it is.
Well, if there's like skiing and stuff there in the wintertime, then why not?
Oh, it's pretty far away. Sorry, I was wrong. It's on the other end of Pennsylvania.
No, you're no it's wonder, by, more towards Philadelphia
it's more,
side.
It's more towards
New York. I don't know.
Manhattan. Yeah. It's not that. It's pretty far Maps. Away. Sorry. But yeah, no, that's good. That's good. It gives them another location. It gives them... Yeah. So they didn't do one last year, but they did one this
I don't think they did in 2016 because there isn't any information about that. So I think they announced it like...
It's just like
almost a year ago.
On
East
Las Vegas.
Or Vegas, yeah. That's still going on, I think.
It is. I
wonder how successful it is. But that one to me is like, oh, you want something on the east and you want something on the west.
Yeah. Well, now you have one on eastern Pennsylvania and one on western Pennsylvania so far that it's in Ohio. But
yeah. I agree. Yes, for people who can't make it
Or sold out
or yeah
that's
well
a big deal.
That's can't make it I don't know, I've wanted to go to ColossalCon just to go, not as a photographer, because
just like any con, I kind of want to go
just to see it and be in
we're never
in awe.
We love you too much to just go
what
our audience, we take photos of them. We
I
love
know.
Them too much.
That, oh, you're saying we don't make time
to
do our things.
To go.
Well, we're doing... Did we talk about that? For this year Anime Expo, we are not going to go take photos. We are going to cosplay.
Oh, that's kind of surprising. I was not told this.
You
I'm just kidding.
Were,
I'm
you
just
little
kidding.
Monkey.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anything else?
No, that was my agenda for today.
Was your
it was
agenda?
All con talk. It was not meant to be. I think it's because I was doing a lot of research today on locations, and I just had cons. It was like, con. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, like we said before, if you'd like to support us, and keep an eye out for the EliteCosplay.com shop, because we will have new shirts on Black Friday, or a new shirt. No. Yeah. So thank you for tuning into episode 75.
No, 4.
74.
We even talked about it.
I did that on purpose. Anyway, yes, thank you for tuning in to episode 74.
Oh, wait.
Tune in next
guys,
week.
Guys, no. We're not done.
Three-quarters of 100.
We're not done. I should have done this at the beginning.
This happened last week. Okay.
No,
what's going on?
I just
you're
going to
read comments?
Yes, we had some comments on our video last week, and I wanted to read them, and I forgot, and so now I'm going to read them.
Okay.
So we talked about Halloween last week dressing up for Halloween.
Yep.
Hikaru said, I did a few things. I did D.Va for a Friday party.
Okay.
And a ball gown / wedding version of Reaper from Overwatch for a Saturday party. That's
two
pretty crazy.
Overwatches, huh?
That ball gown one sounds crazy.
Wait, a ball gown Reaper? I'm going to have to see this one.
I know. That's why I said it sounded crazy. On the actual Halloween, I wore my Judy Hopps cosplay from Zootopia. It was fun handing out candy to the trick-or-treaters, even though we only got a handful. Yeah, they probably loved you, too, because Zootopia is hot right now. So. Oh, my God, Holly, you do not look 30. Do not fret about this. Thank you.
Harsh realities.
Yugiri? I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. They were talking about... why, because I was saying I don't know why I squat when I photograph, but like we said, to do like
make
more
things
epic
bigger. Yeah.
Type things. And for the record, I did Takarazuka. I'm very paranoid about my pronunciation. Takarazuka cosplay for work party on Halloween and had a shoot later since I went through all that effort.
Nice.
That's a good
idea. That's a great idea.
If you're going to go through all the effort. Also, person before, I hope you got photos of your D.Va cosplay. Destiny Amber. I think I saw that post about the person asking if they were too old to start cosplaying at 22. I started at the same age, and I think it was actually been beneficial for me. If I did it when I was younger, I wouldn't have the money to afford higher quality wigs, pay photographers for shoots, and so much more. Nonetheless, kudos to all you younger cosplayers who are fantastic at budgeting their cosplays and looking amazing. I agree.
Yes.
I started, I think, around the same time age, maybe a little... 1 year younger, but I don't remember. Yeah. There would probably be a lot more cringy photos of me if I did it when
more
I was
cardboard
younger.
And duct tape, Holly.
Yeah.
Not to say that's wrong or bad. It's just, we can, yeah. The older you get, the more you learn.
Mm-hmm.
The more experience you got.
Yeah. I mean, even my first, even though I was a little older, my first cosplays were still cringy as all hell. So.
Yeah.
For Halloween, I dressed up as a Jedi and my husband dressed up as a Sith.
Mm. Classic.
Cosplay bar run on Halloween sounds like fun. Yes, it does sound like fun, actually.
Except avoid full body paint things, because then you just, everyone what? You hug. What?
Oh, well, don't they have sealers and crap.
I know, but I still feel
I watched
like...
that one show, you know, with the body skin wars.
Yeah.
And they have their models, and like when they, if they win, they like hug their model like full on, and I'm like, are you gonna get, but they never have. One girl hugged her and she was wearing like a full white dress, and I was like, that shit's gonna get messed
That's
up.
Confidence in your work is what it is. Like, I know I sprayed this.
I know I put sealant on it. I'll hug you with a white dress on. All right. Thank you for those that commented. We do appreciate your comments. I like reading
them. We'll try to read more. So comment if you want to say something, have questions.
Yeah. Or email info@elitecosplay.com. That exists.
Yes,
goes to my email. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Okay. Thanks for joining us.
Episode 74. We'll see you guys next week.
Yep. Yeah.